and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And we are here joined with nobody. It is just us three.
Hooray!
Or it might be a spooky ghost.
But it's not.
It is
the Apropos of Nothing as you know and love them. Jenna and Salsa and somebody who isn't Matt. So
it's perfect. Those are the ones that they love. Statistically speaking.
So let's get this party started. What are we drinking?
Right?
Hey, Salsa, what are we drinking?
Oh,
well, I'm glad
God
you asked that, Salsa.
It.
Okay.
Wait, James, what are we drinking?
Tell him, Salsa.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what we're drinking now, and then I'm going to tell you a bit more about what's going on with the booze. Right now, we are drinking Sparkle Donkey Tequila. Yes, it is tequila called Sparkle Donkey.
I had a date like that once.
And the bottle has a donkey wearing a suit of armor that's a sparkling.
El Burro Sequinos.
This is 100%.
That is not actually
silver tequila.
A thing. That my Spanish is
not
in existence.
I don't speak Spanish, so yeah.
Oh, then it's completely accurate.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that smells lovely, though, as tequilas go.
Tequila's not supposed to smell, so awkward. Mm. Oh, are we doing this?
We are.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Oh, I didn't shoot it all. Oh, God. Oh, God. Why didn't I shoot it all? Oh, shit.
That's not bad.
It's not terrible if you take it all at once.
Nope. I didn't.
Kind of got a little Robitussin flavor at the bottom.
A little bit of mothball.
Fuck me. All right, here we go again.
All right. There we go.
I thought I had found the bottom, and then I didn't find the bottom.
That's a rather velvety tequila, I must say. And by velvety, I mean I feel like I have been licking a donkey.
I also, there is a little bit of...
velvety like a donkey's ass?
Yep.
Ugh. Gross.
I mean, the taste is not terrible. The spreading...
The taste is not terrible.
The spreading panic in my chest, though, that's kind of...
yep.
So
now I'm going to get angry.
Well, James, you should probably get some. You should make us some drinks that do not contain Sparkle Donkey.
I agree.
Or something that contains Sparkle Donkey, but you can't taste that it contains Sparkle Donkey.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Here's what happened.
Okay, so what is a Dr. Pepper with Sparkle Donkey?
Dr. Pepper with Sparkle Donkey.
Sparkle Doctor? It's a Donkey Pepper.
I kind of like Sparkle Doctor, but
Don Quixote's Sancho Panza. It's a Sancho Panza.
Okay,
I'll accept. Yeah.
Yes, all right.
It is
okay.
A Sancho Panza. So make us some Sancho Panzas. You've got glasses in front of us. What are you doing? This is not the rocket science. Anyway,
they're right here.
So
the Sparkle Donkey.
All right.
You don't have to put in nearly as much tequila.
The Sparkle Donkey came to us from my mother-in-law, who saw a bottle labeled Sparkle Donkey and decided that she really needed to punish us for some reason.
Have you met us?
I mean...
But they also came
she's
with
not
these,
wrong.
The Sparkle Donkey also came with these fancy glasses that we have.
These are fancy as fuck.
Yeah.
They are...
I love how they're all color-coded.
Yeah. Right.
They're these...
They're player one, player two, and player three.
They're tall, flared-at-the-top shot glasses?
Some kind of shooter.
Kind of shooter cocktail-y something.
Okay. They're pretty glasses.
It's like if a martini glass had let itself go in its old age.
No, if a martini glass had lipo, because it sucked in the middle.
That's...
Do you...
It let its stem go fat?
Sure.
Kind
we'll
of,
go with,
yeah.
I thought you just meant the bulk. I get it now.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're pretty glasses. They came with Sparkle Donkey. We also, since last time you were listening to us, have acquired a significant amount of other booze.
Hooray!
Yay, more booze!
From our excellent friend of the show. Excellent friends of
friends.
The show.
Friend of the shows.
Mr. and Mrs. Stuffin.
Yay, Stuffins!
Yay!
Oh my God, I like saying Stuffins.
Ooh, mm-hmm. The stuffins.
Stuffins.
The stuffinses.
They have given us a whole box full of stuff, including a Finses. Couple 2 liters of Dr. Pepper and...
Which is in use right now. Right,
and a 2 liter of cola.
Oh, God.
And then they also gave us a whole bunch of interesting
color is that
things?
Turning?
It's
like an... It's like an amber...
Amber Alert?
Yes.
Said, I'm calling this the Amber Alert.
Oh, that's a real bad plan. Chimpanza. That's a kidnapping.
Huh? I thought it was the Sancho Panza.
I prefer Sancho Panza.
Anyway,
because one of those I can yell in a bar and...
not get arrested.
Right.
So included in the You're stuff that the Stuffins gave us is, kind of standard fare, I would say. The bottle of Blue Curacao.
That's a giant bottle.
There's the bottle of the Christian Brothers honey liqueur,
love that
which
shit.
Is delicious.
I'm super excited.
Then we're starting to get into a little more interesting with the Stone Cherry Seagram 7.
Yes.
And the Parrot Bay 90 Proof Coconut Rum. And then we start getting into the more interesting realm. There is the Chocolate Cake Vodka.
Mm-hmm.
And the creme de la creme, the buttered popcorn vodka, which right. I cannot wait to try.
Yeah, I'm also terribly
Dr.
excited.
Dr. Pepper.
I'm excited.
To see if Dr. Pepper makes that amazing.
It's a theater floor.
Oh, God.
Oh, my
ew.
God.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Ew.
That is a fucking good name for
ew.
It, though.
Ew.
That is
ew.
A goddamn good name
ew.
For it,
All
though.
We need to do
ew.
Is drop a Mike and Ike in it.
Yes. Okay, next week, you guys.
So this is happening next week.
All right, okay we're going to have a theater
this
floor.
This is a thing. Yes.
Oh, no.
What have you done, James?
Either Mike and Ike or Swedish Fish.
Ooh.
Mike and Ike is more
you think?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because you can buy Mike and Ike's in a movie theater.
Yeah.
There aren't too many that carry Swedish Fish.
Everyone I've been to.
The good ones do.
I mean,
no.
Ideally.
Either way, no, Mike and Ike is fine. I was just giving options. Anyway, we have in front of us some Sancho Panzas.
Sancho Panza.
All right.
And Slancho.
Some lawn chairs.
Slancho Panza.
I was about to drink. That was almost really bad for the equipment.
That's not... It's... Oh, you guys just bottomed that up, too? Fuck.
That's some...
Well...
Better than it was.
Tastes like a campfire.
Dr. Pepper wins
no,
again.
No, a campfire tastes better than
Dr.
this.
Dr. Pepper wins again. That is what we have learned.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So that is our booze. We give a huge thank you to everybody for their generous gifts and donations to the show. We really, really do appreciate it.
Yes.
Your donations keep us... off the streets,
yes.
Drinking in a basement.
We also still
that
have
was
a
my college time.
We also still have a couple of bottles of scotch left over from the last time CD of Scotch was here too. So we have a lot of booze to get through. So that makes me super happy, and I want.
So we're
to
just
thank...
gonna drink more, right?
I'm gonna put on my drinking trousers. Sweet.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a kilt.
I was about to say that's not trousers.
But no, in all seriousness,
it's not
thank
even
you,
trousers.
Thank you so very much to everybody who. Help us out in that respect.
All right.
It does mean a lot to us because we can afford more beer.
Yeah.
Jenna doesn't want to be first. James, what are you going up to?
No, I can.
No,
actually,
too late now.
Oh, right. Yes.
Okay, James, go.
You said death first. I went camping a little while ago. Like for
that's right. You were
for 5 days
about this last week.
And yes,
and then we got distracted.
Yeah,
because these things happen.
I went camping for 5 days. Up in Grand Marais, which is north of Duluth. For those people who enjoy camping in Duluth, but think it's just not quite north enough.
And did you have breakfast at the Gunflint Tavern?
No.
Did you go to Annie's Pies?
Yes.
Yes! Yes! Victory! A 10.
If you did not eat at the Gunflint Tavern, you have done Grand Marais incorrectly.
I will do that the next time, then. I don't believe that anyone named Salsa cautioned me about this.
This is not something that is not
I also
just me. This is universally known.
No.
Instead of eating at the tavern, we cooked over a fire in cast iron.
Well, and that's great, but you have to have at least one male at the Gunflint.
I've never done that. Okay. I've been up there repeatedly.
Oh, that's cool. So we went
You wouldn't, because you couldn't get the baked brie, which is the reason you go to the Gunflint.
That does sound that sounds amazing.
No, I'm sad.
Well, just you'll be sleeping outdoors, so
I mean, yay.
Yeah. No, it's a bowl with a brie in it, and then a pastry top, and then lingonberry sauce,
like a fucking savory creme brulee.
It is,
which sounds amazing.
I jizzed in my pants.
Oh my god!
I mean,
these are my work pants.
In my pants,
they were my work pants.
But anyway, yeah. That's, so you went camping.
Gunflint Tavern.
Yeah, yeah.
But you did go
World Best Donuts and Annie's Pies. I got a beef pasty at Annie's Pies, which is the thing to do. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed World's Best Donuts. That is an accurate name. They are they're really good.
Every time I've gone by there, like, it's just been like super packed.
Yes, and I haven't. Yeah, yeah. There's a line around the block.
I was like, and it's there for a reason. Nope.
One of my favorite things is that when they have what I refer to colloquially as fuck ups. That's the scientific name.
Okay, good.
Yeah, when they have donut fuck-ups, they bag them all together, the cast-offs, and sell them at a steep discount.
Oh!
Like, for, like, 10 in a bag for the cost of one regular donut.
And they're still delicious.
They are amazing. Yeah, they just don't look like regular donuts.
Yeah.
I
don't discriminate.
No. No, neither do we.
no, when you're blindly shoving your hand in a bag and stuffing whatever you touch into your mouth, you don't need it to look
when you are eating like a cartoon would eat.
Yes.
That is to unhinge your jaw and shake the bag into your mouth. That is
flip top head.
Sacrilegious.
Yep, like the Reach commercials.
Yep. You could either get a flip top head, which I always wanted instead.
That would make sword swallowing much easier. Donut.
Wouldn't it, though?
Oh, my God, right?
But, yeah, no, delicious. They also have a nice coffee shop there.
In
Java Moose.
Okay. In Two Harbors, which is, for those who don't know, a little bit south, so back on the way to the cities, they have the Vanilla Bean.
I also stopped at the Split Rock Lighthouse, which is just there.
Yeah. But on the subject of cafes, they have the Vanilla Bean.
Mm-hmm. To which I have never been.
I highly recommend it. It is a coffee shop cafe called the Vanilla Bean, run by two lesbians.
That is what I've heard.
Which it makes the name very happy for me. They also have a GBLT sandwich.
Which I can't eat.
I know, it's sad. But for those who can have guac, it is guacamole and...
Does Vanilla Bean mean something...
Like bean
is
and then vanilla.
It's a term for the clit. Like,
oh, it is.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'll draw it on a bar napkin for you.
Yeah. I've never heard.
Sometimes
it
when
to
ladies
a bean.
Masturbate, it's called flicking the bean.
Yes.
Oh.
Or scratching the record.
No, that makes sense.
Ooh.
Well, but there's 2 billion euphemisms for masturbation for both men and women. You can't expect you to know them all.
But
or scrolling the webpage.
Scrolling
the webpage is another.
I absolutely understand where.
Although, when a guy friend of mine got a BlackBerry,
that was
delightful.
What I refer to as the clit mouse, the GHB touch point thing.
Yeah.
I owned a computer that had one of those for a long time. And
gentlemen, just go practice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I used to play video games on that, so I leveled up my GHB touch pointing.
Yes.
Very well.
Delightful.
Very well.
Is it appropriate to say grinding in that circumstance?
I think it is. Yeah. I think.
I'm going to allow it.
All right.
So we did not stop by the Vanilla Bean, although I will take it under advisement. Yes.
Like the rest of their stuff is good too. Their homemade soup is amazing.
We just brought, I believe the correct measurement is a fuckload of meats and cheeses and eggs.
That is the way to camp.
And then cooked it all over a fire.
That sounds like the way to camp.
Yep. So, including a bunch of specialty brats.
Ooh.
Artisanal.
That sounds amazing.
One of them was like a wild rice.
Did you get any of the gummy bear brats?
No, I wanted to, but they actually were out. I looked for them. Because the ones that a mutual friend of ours referred to as the Berlaggio fountain, because the little gummy bear pockets would superheat and then blow up.
Yeah.
So it was just like multicolored sprays on
yes.
the grill.
Yes. Oh my God, it's like brisket.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty good, actually.
I need these for my birthday now.
Yeah. Gummy bear brats actually rather.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Okay. They're delicious. The thing is, you have to have enough bravery to approach them. And most people are like, I don't have any problem with that, but some people are like, oh, that's super weird. I don't know. When I bought fistfuls of these things for an event, and people looked at them very weird. A lot of people showed up just out of curiosity.
But, I mean, the thing is right. if you've ever had jelly on a burger, then you've
like
had
mint jelly on lamb.
Yeah, like this.
You know, yeah. Savory and sweet like, can go together.
I mean, if you haven't done that, by the way, put either like strawberry jelly or grape jelly on a burger.
Yeah, most barbecue sauces, you can make a really good barbecue sauce with with grape jelly. Yeah.
Well, grape jelly is what you use for the weenie franks.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, if you think about it, it makes perfect sense. But people just gummy bears and they go and then yeah, whatever.
But anyway, okay when I bought them all, then it was fine.
Well, that's because you're trying to roofie everybody.
Then it's free meat. It's... What?
What? I mean,
just saying, some of those gummy bears looked awful.
James,
I didn't cook them. Function.
Were you? Were you trying to roofie everybody? I'm not.
No,
I'm not. I'm not. I'm judging.
No judgment.
I mean,
look, people were sleepy afterward, but it was purely because they were so full of gummy bear brats, and not because of any chemical alteration.
Just going to scooch my chair over here a little bit more.
Well, thanks for making me feel bad.
Oh, Jesus.
Guilt trip.
Oh, honey, you need thicker skin if you're going to be on this show.
So
yeah, you thought Viltan was hard. Fuck that bullshit.
Yeah, but they're kidding. Are they?
Are they, Kyle?
Look, the reason why my daughter keeps winning against you is because you really are just that bad of a person.
Yeah, yep. That's true.
It's, yeah.
That's true. But then again, she's the only one clever enough to really see it. I guess.
She's the only one who says it out loud.
That's the word around the urinal.
God damn it.
So
you went camping. What else?
Yeah. Also, I can talk about this now.
Yes.
Is it official?
It is.
It is. Signed, sealed.
Yes. The documents are all in, everything. I am going to be Sir Nedward, and when I'm a squire, I will actually be, because the armor is elaborate and we're making it by hand. It's going to take some time to craft. So I will be Gort, the squire. I will be looking for a knight. For the first weekend or so, and then once the armor is complete, because we don't, parts of it will be complete, but we don't want to, as much as we half-ass everything,
right.
This is something that we want to do.
This is
we
important.
Want to do the...
It's all in the presentation.
The unveiling
yes.
as one piece
right.
of one suit of armor, and it involves a lot. There are many, many pieces, and... due to unforeseen circumstances, the armor is not yet complete, and because we want to do a good job on it and not rush it,
right?
Because mistakes like that you can't really fix very easily without completely remaking things.
Right.
So we're going to take our time with it. We would much rather have it be good and correct than fast. So.
Yeah.
That's what we're up to. So the first weekend or so, I'm going to be Gort most of the time. That means that there will be lots of opportunities for shenanigans.
Right.
Early on. And then later, I will be Sir Nedward. I will be a silent character. And mostly it's going to be, I believe, Kyle getting me into trouble. My squire getting me into trouble.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And then also vilification tennis, and I'm tremendously excited for that. There was the big meetup and everything like that, and so many people that I knew and that I haven't seen in
since last year,
months or a year,
right?
Seeing them, and then also building the camping spot and everything like that. Mm. I'm so, so super pumped. So I'm the armor may not be ready yet, but I sure as fuck am.
I really can't wait to see what you've got. I'm looking forward to it so hard.
One of the things that that we've decided is that I want Sir Nedward to be as friendly looking as possible, especially mm-hmm. you know, not intimidating for kids. I'm a taller dude, and I'm going to be wearing a lot of armor. And so small things, small touches to the armor design that will make it more friendly. Like instead of having articulated gauntlet fingers and things like that, I'm going to have a thumb and a mitten made out of chainmail. So it will be accurate, mm-hmm. But it's going to be leather and chainmail. It's going to be like a big friendly mitten. Instead of
yay.
Like,
oh, that's adorable!
Scary, weird Duh. Metal spider Ooh,
look
hands.
At you.
Yeah.
So your chainmail mittens.
I also, the idea of chainmail mittens really makes me super, super happy. So yeah, that's I've been doing a lot of that, and it's hard. It's a lot of.
Also, not having your armor for the first couple weekends means hopefully you'll miss the hottest
That would be amazing. Right. That would also
Fingers
be amazing.
Crossed, but right. Sometimes yeah, yeah. It's like we start at 75 and then we jump to 110.
This will also give me the opportunity to become acquainted with some of the other street characters to sort of establish the Squire character and
just kind of learn
to get used to getting into shenanigans under my own power so that I can do it more subtly when I'm not... When I'm sort of being led around on a leash.
Because for those listeners who don't know, you've been out there for a long time, but you haven't been an entertainer out there.
Right, yeah. I've been working in the fencing booth for 6 or 7 years. And then the thing about working in the fencing booth is you get to see the entirety of Fest Grounds, mostly after everything's closed.
Yeah.
And then also in like 15-minute segments. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a lot of the events and things that we as entertainers, Jenna and I, have known forever.
Yeah, like opening and closing gate drum jam and all of that stuff.
Having those first few weekends where you can kind of fill in those gaps in your knowledge will be really helpful before you strap in.
Yep. But I intend to invest myself fully into this... into this crap-assery. I'm
looking forward to it so hard.
I know.
Yep. So, Kyle and I also have plans for when we are both knights or when we are both squires. We have insidious plans.
If you ever visit the Renaissance Festival and you see Sir Nedward, go and give...
Kick him in the junk!
Yep.
You're going to have a junk cover,
tell
right?
Tell James what you really
junk
think
cover, you've got a junk cover. It's armor, so you're safe, right? That's how that works?
It's called a trout piece.
A trout piece. You know, honestly, I don't think it's been doing much for Matt.
Yours is.
He has skater's balls or something.
Look, a cod is a really big fish, and you're just a trout.
Oh,
you didn't get... Okay, never mind.
I didn't.
Yeah. Don't kick him in the junk.
Thank you.
I mean, you probably couldn't find it anyway.
Kick him in the knee.
remind me, there is at least one person that you know who may commit violence against people if they do.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that's... I'm for their own safety... I hope that they will
and
harass
that person
me in other
is
ways.
James. James will commit violence against you if you kick
I'll
him
probably
in
just
the balls.
Be real sad.
It's
long enough
sad look
until the
that
murder.
Does
yeah.
It. Just don't. Oh,
like a puppy.
God damn it.
So yeah,
now I have guilt.
I am super super excited. The hardest part about this is that I have been incredibly excited about this prospect since. March or so when things were sort of getting started, and I've been not willing to talk about it until everything was signed and ready.
Right.
So
no, I was going through pretty much this exact thing last year when Casimir was slowly developing.
Yeah. And Casimir is still a little slow to develop.
Oh, yeah.
But that's,
well.
Maybe if you shake him. Like yeah. Polaroid.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jenna. Not with a sword in his mouth, though. Oh, God. Mm-mm. Bad idea.
Are you going to talk about Fringe or?
I mean, I can talk about Fringe. Should we wait until the second? We can wait until the second.
All right.
But I do have one thing that I want to talk about that I did. Because I did a thing for myself.
Oh.
I got my hair colored.
Woo!
I went to Alchemy Salon, which is our good friend Justin Link.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
who
he
does
did
fantastic work.
Oh my God.
Work.
So first he started with, like, I got there at 3:00. And we had talked online about what it was that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted, there was some bleaching that had gone awry, so I'd asked him to fix that. And then, so there was the texturing type stuff with the bleach, and then like a 3-layer doodad for color, and then mm-hmm. some hair layering on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I got there at 3, and I left at 6:30. And it was delightful, because I love talking with Justin. He's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we gossiped about everybody. It was delightful. And just got caught up on various things.
Now, is this
things.
Also the Justin that attends Ville shows?
I mean, there's a few of them, but yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He'll be working at Levine this year.
Oh, so, awesome.
That Justin.
Ah.
Mm. Which is another thing that we talked about. Well,
yeah.
Hair was being done. But yeah, so finished at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, paid, tipped, whatever, got the fuck out, and drove my ass over to the Rarig Center.
Mm-hmm.
So that I could catch Waiting for Gygax by 7:00.
Yes.
And that was my first show of the Fringe. So I'm like getting it at like 6:56. I'm like, no, yes. I'm like, I'm just, my hair's bouncing on the way in. It's like, yeah, he did a
imagine
lovely
it,
styling
streaming
thing.
Streaming out behind
it.
You like a shampoo commercial.
Yes. I did manage to toss my hair before
oh, yeah,
I walked
yeah.
in, you know, make sure that it did the appropriate.
And you were like, don't hate me because I'm beautiful. And they were all like, you're beautiful,
oh,
but that's not why.
No,
there's
so many other reasons.
There are so many other reasons. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and it, here's the thing. It costs a decent chunk of change. I'm
sure,
not going to lie.
Sure.
And I'm finances are kind of tight right now. I charged it. So like, I
but
didn't have
sometimes
to
you need
but
to
every once in
yeah.
a while, you have to be like, God, my hair is really depressing me. It looks like shit. I'm going to go have somebody professional do something with it.
There's something to be said for
fucking,
feeling good.
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
I mean, my hair is my biggest vanity. Not going to lie. It's long. It's thick. It does,
you
like,
have very nice hair.
Bouncy things
yeah.
sometimes. Yeah. And I love it. I love being able to, like, move with it when I'm dancing. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's a good
mm-hmm.
counterweight kind of thing, almost. So, yeah.
Like
I'm
a
gonna,
cat's tail.
Kind of, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Except... Please don't bat at it like kittens or something. No. No. I said no. I said don't.
You can't
no.
see what Salsa's face looks like, but
it's,
what you're imagining is correct.
Really creepy.
Yeah. If you were to draw, for example, a police sketch.
I'm going to be so bad.
Based
you,
on
I hate
what
you so much.
You think he looks like right now, you would be correct.
When you least expect it.
So yeah, it is my biggest vanity, so I'm willing to drop a chunk of change and
sure.
just feel pretty. And I do.
Good.
Like, even like random people at the Fringe have been coming out to me like, oh my God, your hair's gorgeous. I'm like, I know, right? So yeah, I did other things too, but we can talk about Fringe later.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I stayed home last weekend, and that's what I did.
Good.
Because my wife was not here. My wife went mm-hmm. on a flotilla trip,
ooh.
I guess you could call it. So we originally were going to all go as a family.
She was attacking the Spanish Main.
No, we were, so, a
like
friend of...
Main?
Friend
yes.
of, yes. Oh,
okay.
But on Spanish horses.
Fair.
We were originally, so backing up, my wife's friend from college, they had a family friend who had a property right next to a river. And what they would do is every summer they would go to this friend's property and they mm-hmm. would all camp out and strap on life jackets and just float down the river and hang out.
Life jackets.
God damn it.
All right.
What?
Anyway. So this year we were going to be going. And then on Thursday, Raiderly basically had a meltdown where she was just like, because the kids are going crazy. They were super clingy.
They are the age.
They were very, very mommy clingy. And, you know, I had just gotten done doing Renaissance Festival, so I was gone the previous weekend. And she was like, I know that even though we're going on vacation, I'm still going to be mommy. I'm still going to have children clinging to me the whole time. I am still going to be, you know, all of this. And I was like, well, then why don't you leave us at home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
And so, like, last minute, we decided that I was going to stay home with the kids. And so she went for this, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing with her sister and her friends to go see her college friends and hang out and drink and have fun and relax without the kids.
Awesome. High five.
And yeah, so that's
curse the French.
Bork, 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 bork.
Aw, that's just sad now.
Anyway. The saddest Swedish chef of all.
Bork. Kurdish nerd. Kurdy, 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 kurdy. Bork.
Bork. Bork. This is
good. Devolved. Okay.
So, yes.
And so that's what I did this weekend, is I stayed home and regularly recharged her batteries a little bit.
Did you kill either of the kids?
God, no.
Oh, well done.
I know more than usual.
I only saw one of them when I got here.
I love staying home with the kids. I was the one for the first year
that
Lilibeth was born. I was the stay-at-home dad, and I loved it because that's an awesome job, and by that I mean it's not a job. You stay home with your kids.
Watching your kids is super fun.
That's not a job. That's called being a dad.
Yeah.
And so I didn't have a job.
But I get to give them back, which is nice.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah, no, I got to stay at home with my kids.
And I'm to the point where I'm like, I hope my daughter remembered to eat.
Probably. Yeah, I turned your kids into airplanes today.
Mm-hmm. And so we took the kids to a birthday party.
Aww.
Not Creative Kids Stuff, but like Kids Creative or some other store, basically, where you show up and there's a party and everybody gets these little smocks, and then they all sit around this table and you all get this little canvas board, and then they're like, this is what we're going to draw, and then everybody makes the same thing. And it's adorable.
A lot like the wine and art things, but
exactly.
with a juice box instead.
Exactly. Juice boxes and art.
Oh, I had a juice box.
Like that once?
So, a wine box.
What?
Fermented juice box.
They make wine juice boxes.
Yes, they do.
Little bottle boxes.
And it's delightful.
You had a mystery date like that once?
Oh, God.
Anyway.
By the way, no,
By the way, I tried to say.
So I got my platform in the campground, and I'm next to some delightful friends that James introduced me to, where we played Mystery Date.
Oh,
and
yes.
I was told that she would be bringing Mystery Date out, and that we were going to have a Mystery Date night.
I swear to fucking God, I'm going to beat you at Mystery Date.
I kind of want to play this now.
You pretty much already did.
I'm going to get the beach guy.
I
don't care.
No, the beach guy's
it's Captain America. I don't
fucking
care.
Fucking asshole.
It's Captain America, man.
Not the one that we played, but yeah. I mean, I'm comfortable with that.
Anyway.
Yes. Yeah. It's happening.
No, you know what? I want the formal one. I want the prom guy.
I'm also going to take the formal one.
You can't have them both.
You slut.
Right?
Can and will.
Oh.
No.
James it's
James
on.
Is slutting
all right.
It is on, motherfucker, and I'm getting that handbag.
I'm taking your handbag.
It is on now, but James is taking it off.
I still look better in that dress, though.
That's true.
Sorry. It's the boobs. I actually have them, kind of.
That's true.
I've gotten bigger over the past couple of years. Pretty excited about that.
Since this podcast started, like you've
right.
gotten
bigger.
Which is like, since I was first on this podcast.
I've actually got the inflatable ones now. I've been like slowly pumping them.
When I was
up
first on this podcast, you threatened to show them to me.
What?
You did. Within 5 minutes of meeting.
I mean, that Jenna, sounds
you were like
me.
You were like, you don't want to see him.
It really sounds like something I would do. I just don't remember it. Probably because it's something I would do, and it, therefore not memorable.
Right. So,
this makes me hella happy.
Well. Yeah. Although.
Or maybe it's just the booze, but something makes me warm inside.
Yay.
Do you need to pee?
No, that would only make him warm for a minute.
Well.
So they did art, and they the birthday girl decided that they were all going to draw My Little Ponies.
Aww.
And so Little Beth drew Pinkie Pie, and Asher drew another one. It was yellow. Okay.
The yellow one, the friendly.
No, I mean, like, it was yellow.
My Little Pony is frequently on at work.
Yes, it is.
It helped me to answer a trivia question for St. Cloud Trivia.
We work at an awesome place. It's gotten better.
No.
I got better.
Look, it was fantastic when I worked there.
So we did this birthday party.
Until it wasn't.
And then as soon as the birthday party was over, we went to a friend's housewarming party.
Yeah. Tell us about this thing.
And it's like any housewarming party, except there was probably an equal amount of children and adults. So the kids are all running around going crazy, and the adults are hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids had pretty much uninterrupted access to copious amounts of children their age from roughly 1:30 to about 8 p.m.
Oof.
So when we finally went home and I got them put into bed, there was not a peep.
Yeah, they were just spent shell casings.
It was like, good night, close the door.
Yep.
Boom.
Nice.
Out.
Nice.
So, tired them out real good.
At that point, you would not have noticed if someone had swapped them for ragdolls at the party.
Pretty much.
I hope I didn't just grab stuffed animals.
So.
Yep.
So, that was my weekend.
Nice.
I went to a housewarming party and ate a lot of tacos.
This sounds amazing.
Yeah, right? No, it was great.
What the hell?
I know, right? Yeah.
God damn it. You go to all the cool housewarming parties.
I know, right? I mean, if you guys have a... Have you had a housewarming, James? Why have you not had a housewarming? I demand tacos!
Look, you can demand tacos all you want. Consent. It's not...
Are you saying you don't want tacos at your housewarming?
I don't want a housewarming.
Are you saying you don't want tacos at your house that are warm?
I had a date like this.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe we should take a break right there.
Guys, are we sillier than usual?
It's possible. So. I like that. I blame the tequila.
Blame it on the
Sparkle Donkey.
No, it's time for a break.
That's... Yeah, okay. Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And we are going to talk about Fringe. Surprise, surprise.
Right. It's almost like it's going on right now, and we're missing it.
I know. This is my one day off. my one day.
As has been noted, I will be missing it all because I can't get away. Mm-hmm. Have you been to any yet, James?
Yes, I've been to two shows.
Okay. And Jenna, I know you've been to a few and been in a few. And
I'm in one. I did Fight Choreo for another.
Yep.
And then I just went to everything, like almost, not quite every Fringe slot that's available, but a lot of them, like the majority.
How about we start with James, and then you can just go to town.
Yes.
I saw one show that I'm going to let Jenna talk about.
Well, you can start with the other one and then talk about your experience.
And then we'll sweet seg into it.
Yeah, well, no first thing is, so I saw two shows. I have plans currently to see 10 more in 3 days. So this should be good.
Yeah.
I'm super pumped. Both because of the shows and also because of the company. So that is good. And then the next thing is the two shows that I have seen are the Mystery Box of the Sisters Fox, or the Memory Box. The Memory Box of the Sisters Fox.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
The Sisters Fox, Boo Segerson is in it.
Oh, okay.
And everyone who's in it is just fucking dynamite.
Okay.
I knew nothing about this other than I knew about the Sisters Fox because they're famous for having been involved with the birth of the spiritualist medium racket, and famous for being hoaxes and being called out and testifying and being identified as hoaxes, because they would have like spirit clicking things that people would hear that they obviously weren't making with their hands, and you know, they didn't have any like little instruments, but there would be like a little, and it would help them to write out letters.
Okay.
And they would act as mediums to the spirit world and convey messages to people and all of these things. So these
like ghostly Morse code.
Right. And so you find out more about that, and the whole thing is conducted as a seance. So the show is that they are calling the spirits of the Sisters Fox.
Oh, nice.
And it is like it's pleasantly spooky. And also heartbreaking and funny, and it's a kind of the perfect ghost story as a result. And it's beautiful. It's so simply done and so incredible, visually striking.
Nice.
So, and of course the acting talent, everybody in that show is
awesome.
Incredible. So yeah, 100% dynamite show. Would recommend. 10 out of 10. Would bang.
And so the name of the show again was
The Memory Box of the Sisters Fox.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, it's about the two sisters who were mediums, and I saw I listened to two completely separate podcasts that talked about their lives and the hoax and everything like that.
One was Stuff You Missed, right?
One was Stuff You Missed, and then another one was Lore, I believe. But there was a second one, and I'm thinking that it was Lore. Speaking of which, really quick aside, I discovered something weird about the Lore podcast, and I will write it down so that we talk about it later, but it's not important right now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the other one that I saw was Serpentine.
What?
Yes. If only we knew anyone in that show who could talk about it.
Oh, my God. Actually, I think you should describe your experience with it.
Sure. I went into it knowing basically only what you had said here.
Right.
I did not get to see the preview for it. And I was deeply, deeply impressed by a few different things in the show. I like the show overall. I would say that I highly recommend it to to anyone who is fringing. If you have the opportunity to see it, go fucking see it. It is an actual Greek story.
It is
like
actual
an interpretation
Greek characters.
Of
But Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe
put the that's why
together.
It seems so cohesive.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That makes absolute
sense.
He
wrote it, but pulling all of these things from Greek tragedy.
Right.
So
then it makes sense. He's a tremendous writer and has a good
if anyone way can do Greek conveying. Tragedy, it is Pavel.
So the movement in it is fucking gorgeous. Mm. Mm-hmm. some parts of it are interpretive, and I'm a person who's very I'm not well educated about interpretive dancing.
Sure.
And that kind of stuff. I know what I like, and that's right. Kind of a shitty way to be.
And that is Whistling in the Dark?
Yeah.
Whistling in the dark. Whistling in the dark.
There's only one thing that I like, and it is whistling in the dark. Yeah. So, the... five people listening just went, what the fuck are they doing? And one person went, oh, why'd they stop? So...
You're welcome, Josh.
So, the movement was fucking gorgeous. The the way that interpretive dance was used in this was perfect for me, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Because even if I didn't get something right away, what something was trying to convey, it became clear to me. And nice. I tend to be pretty dense about those things. So, awesome. I enjoy going to the ballet, but... usually I enjoy the more technical aspect of it.
Right.
There are times when I do receive an emotional response, when I feel something, or that something is obvious, or like it is done in a particular way that I can intuit and interpret, but sometimes it fucking isn't. And I get the beauty of dance, but I don't understand the deeper meaning.
Like the message behind right. it or whatever. Right. Yeah, no, totally.
Yeah. So... that's what I got from it, and then I cried a lot more than I expected.
Sucker.
Yeah.
A win.
The
I think you were my first tears.
Possibly. The story was there are two storytellers, and used interstitially, and they are both powerful stories.
Yeah.
So.
I can't listen to the other storyteller's story.
It's so much.
Because I kind of want to kill her family. Like, that's just, like, no, her...
The story is an important one.
Yes.
Yeah, her story is really bittersweet.
Yep.
Mostly bitter.
Yeah.
But good. A good story. So,
and then my story.
Your story was fucking amazing. But also, there were weirdly poignant moments of your story for me, the hair flowers and being afraid, suddenly being afraid, and that hit me in an unexpected way. It had occurred to me in a way that you would be worried about your daughter, but the full universe of understanding, I saw a part of it. The veil was lifted for a moment. And as in Lovecraft, I am now completely insane. So
excellent.
But it was a beautiful story. And the play itself is...
yeah.
Kind of exactly what I was hoping that it would be, just based on the small amount of information that I had about it. I really highly recommend it. There is one thing that I will say, but it's purely a technical thing, and it's the sound.
Yep.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, and I'll use that as my segue, actually.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like yours better. You're in charge of that now.
Yep.
Oh.
Haha.
No, tag team.
Nope.
Tag team.
Too late.
Maybe.
She's got seniority.
Well, it is her podcast.
Yep.
Right?
It's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, no, the reviews for Serpentine have been mixed and all accurate, I think.
Okay.
Some people get into it, some people don't. It really kind of depends on whether or not Greek tragedy and movement-based stuff is your thing. All of the reviews are like, sound. There's some sound difficulties. There's difficulties with that space just in general.
Yeah.
They have no bounces. They don't have anything. It's a brand new theater that they've built like basically from scratch.
A lot of it was just trying to hear the actors over the sound.
Yeah.
That was it.
The sound is an issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that's easily fixed in the middle of Fringe though.
No,
so
it isn't. Like, I would much rather have it be accurate and difficult than not working.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but all of the reviews are also like, anybody that mentions the storytellers are like, the storytellers were amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
yeah. There was something else. It's like, it's an extremely visceral play.
Mm-hmm.
And not, like, often not in a comfortable way. Like, it made my skin crawl.
It's a Greek tragedy, and it is portrayed as a Greek tragedy. Oh. So if rapey isn't your thing, you should probably skip it. Not gonna lie, it could be triggery.
Yeah, like, it was difficult to watch several parts of the story just because of the content.
Yeah.
But it was worth seeing.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, there content warning there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and it's...
If necrophilia, bestiality, and forced... sexual interaction aren't your bag. What the fuck are you doing watching Greek tragedy?
Right.
I guess.
That's kind of my feeling on it, but not everybody understands. They're like, this will be, sorry.
But like I said, it was good and it was worth seeing.
That's been Serpentine. The cast has been delightful and just wonderful to work with.
They are all super talented.
I'm gonna tell a brief story. When I walked into the first rehearsal, like, this group had been rehearsing for like a month, 2 months before I got there, because I'm just a storyteller. I tell a story as an interstitial, and that's it.
Like, you're not interacting with anyone,
right?
All you have to know is your story,
right? So I walk in and like I meet like one of the first actresses, and she's like, "Oh, are you Jenna?" I'm like, "Yes," and they're like, "Oh my God, that's fantastic. We're super glad to have you. Do you want to join the orgy?" And I'm like,
"I mean,
what?
Sounds like a wild
time." Like, well,
yes, and?
Yeah, so there's like a little orgy scene that happens, not spoilers. And they invited me to join their orgy scene. And I was like, I've got way too much going on for extra rehearsals to be able to fit that in. Otherwise, I would totally say
fit
yes.
That in.
So yeah, again, Greek tragedy.
But to flesh out the orgy,
one more body
in there.
I had to decline.
You're really out on a limb.
Oh my God, I'm going to stab everybody in this place.
She's gonna turn this into a Greek tragedy if you don't fucking stop.
So anyway, so that was fun. But yeah, they've been very kind, very welcoming.
Good.
Christy,
they invited you to an orgy. You can't really.
I hate it when I get the invitation late. Yeah. I got the invitation late.
Yeah, when you can't fit it into your schedule, that's just
it's frustrating. I mean, you know, I have all of these other orgies going on, and it's just like, well,
we do fest.
Balance.
We do fest,
right.
And as everybody knows, after fest,
always
nothing but orgies.
God damn it!
Yeah. It's hard work.
Look, it's also eating food. And
sometimes
occasional
at the
sleeping.
Same time.
Tacos.
Okay. Bangers and mash. Scotch eggs.
Beans.
What? You're just excited now you know the term bean.
Yeah.
I just never heard it in that context before.
All right. Anyway, so that's Serpentine. And it's fantastic. We've got two more shows. I don't remember when. So you should go look that up on the Fringe website.
Do you remember?
Again, I don't do anything until I see my calendar. And then it goes, oh, you're supposed to be here at this time. Cool.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But then the other show that I've been involved with is The Tragedy of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
Which has sold out every single show.
Yes. Yeah, I reserved my tickets.
Good.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yes.
But yeah, and that features other fearless members, Nick Gerber and Matthew Kesson.
Yeah.
And they do a fantastic job. Nate plays Han Solo, and holy shit. Like, if there was ever somebody to play a cocky asshole, he just does it beautifully. What?
He's a lovely person.
Who also plays a cocky asshole.
I mean, he does.
Really
he's
well.
Really
he's,
good
he's
at it.
He's fucking phenomenal at it. Yeah.
You can see Serpentine on Wednesday at 10 p.m.
Oh,
or
shit, that's
Saturday
what I'm doing
at 5:30 p.m.
Yep.
Saturday at 5:30.
Shit, I caught it at exactly the right
time. Oh, that's why I have to. Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
And then
Obi-Wan.
Yeah. Obi-Wan. So yeah, reviews have been mixed for that too.
Sure.
And again, all accurate, yeah. Which is fun because some people love the R2-D2 character, some people hate the R2-D2 character, and it's purely an objective thing. Like, right. You know. And they do that with all of the characters.
Purely
like, some people
an
love
objective
them.
Thing?
Subjective. You're an objective.
Abjective thing.
Are you abject? You're... I don't...
Humiliation.
God damn it. I hate everybody.
Yay!
Especially you.
I'm everybody. I'm included in everybody. I'm hated. Look, I just want to be included.
Okay. Everybody and salsa.
I'm not
drawing the fucking line.
I'm not included anymore.
You're included, just you're the not... Yeah, ooh. You're the plus one.
I'm the plus one.
Chicken or fish?
Oh.
I'll have the kids.
Apparently. Not two.
So anyway, Tragedy of Obi-Wan has been selling out. Again, mixed reviews. There are certain things that everybody seems to hate that I'm, you know, that's kind of the thing. And then everybody that's mentioned the fight choreo has loved it. So I'm pretty much winning.
What I have heard is that it is, if you are a fan of Star Wars, that it is great to watch. If you are not a fan of Star Wars, don't worry. They will explain every facet of Star Wars to you.
Yep.
During a series of monologues that you may find very interesting and compelling, and you may not. But the fights are really good. That is
so
that is what
the
I've been
they
told.
Turned out.
So I, one thing I kind of wasn't sure on this merely an alternate viewpoint, or is this a parallel history, or is this what does this fall into?
I would call it fanfic.
Okay.
Not and some people disparage
not
fanfic.
In the fucking way.
Yeah.
No, that's slash fic, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's. Mostly
what
shipping.
Genre of
whatever.
But no, it's kind of like an alternate, but without changing any of the stuff that goes on. It's more of like the behind the scenes perspective alternate. What if Obi-Wan was the villain?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is kind
of
an alternate history.
All of the scenes that like are from the movie are the same.
Okay.
None
true
of
story
scenes...
of the three little pigs or Wicked.
Oh, okay.
But Star Wars.
Gotcha.
But yeah. So yeah, definitely like that. So it is definitely a fascinating perspective, and it is pretty impressive the way it actually fits in very well.
Okay.
And if you like the show, XTL, Extreme Tasting League Scotch podcast recently had one or more of the people involved with the production on.
Not me.
Fuckers. And also Stefan. Stefan Senpai.
Yay! Yes.
So.
Mm.
Woo!
Okay. So, and then I saw a whole bunch of Fearless shows, and I'm just going to touch on them all really briefly.
Okay.
I saw Absurd Advice.
Another Fearless adjacent show?
Yeah. That's all of these that I'm doing right now are Fearless adjacent.
That's why she mentioned it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if she was just talking about other frames, because we don't have to only talk about Fearless shows.
Well, I'm going to hit the Fearless shows quick, and then I can talk. I'll talk in a couple more.
Excellent. Okay.
Absurd Advice has Calvin Hatley.
Mm-hmm. Seems right.
Who is the only guy and older than all of the rest of the cast by at least 20 years, if not more. It is teenagers doing sketch comedy, and it is done very well. For like
teenagers and Kelvin.
Yes, it's a bunch of teenage girls and Kelvin.
Oh.
He plays the father figure handing out advice.
I see.
So.
I will be your father figure.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, now you made it weird.
Yeah, I did. Oh, God, I made that weird?
Yes.
I made that weird.
You implied harder.
I believe Salsa implied very hard. Suddenly, and
but
then
can we stop
went soft.
Using the word hard when talking about teenage sketch?
Backtracking slightly, you can see Obi-Wan Kenobi Thursday, the 10th at 8:30 p.m., Friday the 11th at 4 p.m., and Sunday the 13th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, and like I said, all the shows have sold out so far. You may want to reserve a seat. Which is $4 to reserve a seat, or
$3.50.
Okay, $3.50.
$3.50.
That was about the time that I noticed the ticket taker was
I want you to finish that, James.
An aquatic lizard from the Cretaceous.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Not sure it was worth the wait, but
no,
nope, not at all.
No.
Okay. So absurd advice. It is fairly delightful. Would not put on my oh my god you must see, but if you have the time,
sure,
totally worth checking out.
This is kind of like the prime time block thing where like you get Family Matters and then Full House and then Step by Step or something like that, and you just watch it because it's
Because it's not bad.
And then America's Funniest Home Videos. So you could just go, I'm going to watch the first one and the last one. And I'm just, the TV's on. No.
I'm never going to get through all of these if we keep chatting through every single one of them. That's true. James.
Okay.
James.
Okay.
Just.
Bring it down.
From a 7 to a 4. From a 7 to a 4. Blackout Improv, I have not yet seen in the Fringe.
Right.
I've seen it elsewhere. Same. And they are absolutely incredible.
They have been getting rave
reviews. They have.
Also, they have been selling out like mad. They have been getting rave reviews from numerous sources.
Yeah.
Good luck getting a seat in this one. But if you do,
reserve now.
Do it because this one is so.
Yeah. I think their last show is good. Wednesday. Wednesday at like 5:30-ish.
I don't know. It's also, I'll look that up. Blackout Improv is. Black people doing improv,
I think they also have like a late Thursday or something.
But
they do.
And it does feature fearless member Duck Washington, who is just I'm delighted that he lets me work with
tomorrow
him
at 5:30 p.m. and Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Yep. And that's it.
That is what I was remembering.
High sellout risk labeled on both of those.
Yes,
they.
Which means they've already gotten a lot of reservations.
It's so... They do these... Like, they sit down and they talk to the audience about, like, stereotypes and preconceptions, and then they build their scenes around those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And they're simultaneously fucking hilarious, and you still walk out going, oh, I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's funny and powerful, and it's so good.
Anyway, okay. Death in Yosemite. That one was written by Tim Wick.
Go see it anyway.
Right. Don Krasnowski's in it. Jason Kruger.
Yeah.
Wendy Bowlesby, who's on the Fearless board. And not a part of Fearless, but I have to mention Benjamin Damask. Oh my God.
Is he? I didn't know he was in it.
Yeah. Oh, he's in it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Deuter's funny.
I am forgetting somebody, and that makes me very sad.
You're a terrible person.
I know. But, yeah, that is everything I've come to expect from Tim Wick doing comedy at the Fringe.
Is that which other means people that can fantastic. Make it funny?
Yeah. Tim Wick and John Newstrom. Tim is a writer. John is a director. It always works.
As much as I hate on him, he is funny.
Yeah. No, it's really good. And educational.
Yes.
I now know how many square miles the Yosemite Park is.
That's because if there's anything Tim likes more than comedy in this world, it's
national parks. National
parks, right? So, yeah, this is the apex of his interest.
No fucking joke.
This is where those two lines cross.
So, go check that one out. That's it. Theater in the Round. Facebook Lite, I have not seen yet. That is the one show other than Blackout that I haven't. Seen yet, and I'm trying to find time for that one. So
I want to see it, but it's always like double booked with something that I've promised.
Right? Yeah, or twice it's been double booked with my own fucking show. So
it's Nancy Megastad and Aiden.
Yep.
Milligan.
Yep.
Is in that also, and a few other people that I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen it, so I don't have the visuals to connect to it, which is frustrating for me right now.
I do want to see it, so I have to double check and see if it is. Ever going to not be double booked with something that I've promised, and mostly
it's Fringe. That's
it does
thing.
Happen.
And the other thing is like for some of these things, if it's just me seeing something, whatever, I will make critical decisions. If I have promised to see something with someone, that's
keeping your word,
which is why you always go to Fringe alone.
I never go to Fringe alone.
That's why I go to Fringe alone. Also, me, people can't keep up with me.
Part of going to Fringe for me is seeing these amazing shows, but because it is so fleeting and because they may never be seen again, mm-hmm. I have to have somebody there with me so that I can look at that person and go,
Do you remember that time? But the thing is,
in the past, I have found that whenever I go to a show, there's always somebody that I recognize there.
Well, sure. But I just like sitting next to me. That's
no. Yeah. I personally, when I'm doing a big festival or something, which is and all apologies to my wife. You know, I do love you very much. But like at Convergence, I love spending time with my wife. Mm-hmm. But I also just want to go do my own thing. That way, I can do all of the things that I want to do and not have to.
Whereas she
this
wants
is going to sound terrible when you know if she were to hear this, but not have to compromise on that. You know,
you want to do exactly what you want to do and not have to worry about
the other person.
She wants to dress up in adorable costumes with her friends and drink. And it's amazing.
And
yeah.
And so I hung out with your wife at Con.
No, absolutely.
And your costumes. Fantastic. I showed your costumes to somebody else. I was like, look how I just fucking adorable.
I personally kind of feel the same way about Fringe. It's because there is such a glut.
Yeah,
things to do and see you, and obviously you're gonna miss some of it.
Yeah,
but if you don't have that, like,
I will never forgive myself for missing Itch last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god,
I wanted to see it so badly.
I thought it was. Oof.
Yeah, Matt and I had planned.
I'm going to interrupt my fearless thing to talk about the one show that I wanted to make sure to hit that is not a fearless affiliated show that I saw, which is called The Last Bombardment.
Okay. Yeah.
It involves many of the same people.
Oh,
From Red Meat Group.
It looked a little spooky.
Oh, my God. That one hit me hard.
Mm.
Like, seriously.
I thought we weren't using hard anymore.
She's had a refractory period.
Okay.
We're not talking about teenage girls. Howdy, go see that one.
Okay. All right.
That is one of the ones I
signed in and I put a little heart on it.
Aww.
It's already there.
All right. So that's a big recommendation.
Go see that one. All right. I've still got like six more of these.
Get through these games.
You too, Salsa. You're the one that interrupted the last one.
I know.
Sucker.
I got it.
Kate versus the Devils. That one has Tim Wick in it.
Mm-hmm.
Acting. As opposed to having written something or produced or any number of other roles that he generally does. And I am a little angry because he's a good actor, and so I have to respect him for something.
He
does a really good job acting in this thing.
Is he a Catholic priest in that?
Kind
of. I always thought he should play a Catholic priest.
He does something. Catholic priest, devil, whatever. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is slimy. And really good at it. It's unnerving. But also, it was really good. Some of the other supporting actors, I didn't quite get into as much. But Tim and the lead that played Kate were phenomenal.
Good.
That was fun. And another educational one. So, you know. Cool. Tim Wick, educating the masses, is Fringe. I saw The Summoning. Last night. I recommend that.
Mm.
I'm gonna miss somebody. Eric Thompson directed.
Megan.
I can't remember Megan's last name right now.
Slauson.
Slauson, thank you. Megan Slauson wrote it. Eric directed it. Andrea Rapella stage managed it.
Mm-hmm.
Acting in it is Angela Fox, Lauren Haven, Mike Bloom, Nick Lover, who is not fearless but awesome, and I can't remember her name, but I've seen her play other things before, and it's a stellar cast. The script is fun and funny, and a little heart-touching, so, you know, right? You get a little bit of all of that in there. They all do a really good job. The acting on it is, the timing's good. The responses don't like they're not delayed or they're not, you know, too on top of each other. It's a very good real feel there. So recommend that. That was fun. Let's see. Waiting for Gygax, which was actually the first show that I saw for this French.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. As I bounced in with my
actually end up seeing freshly that twice.
Curled hair. If you can get in, that one's been selling out too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I saw that one. That is co-written and directed by Kyle Decker. It has, I cannot Molly remember Glover? Any of the actors. Yeah, Molly Glover, who again is not Fearless, but is still fantastic. It has Matthew Sachs, who also plays Palpatine in Tragedy of Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those are at risk for Encore. So he's going to have to figure out where his loyalty lies there.
This is going
to
be like that Fred Flintstone thing.
Yeah, I'm hoping they both get in and the directors for each of those shows have to fight for his love. Like in Fisticuffs and or Jell-O. Like, I'm super excited. I am really upset that I can't remember any of the actors right now. Kamara is in it.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, is she fucking amazing.
Yeah, she's one of the reasons that I have wanted to see this. She was talking about it during Chess. And so I'm pumped
to see Kyle's super show. Good. And then Andy Gullickson, who has done Chess in the past, which is where I know him from. But he's just a phenomenal actor about town, too. So, and it's Waiting for Godot with D&D Dungeon Monsters. I can't make that any awesomer.
It's basically, that's what it is.
Also, when I saw it, I was sitting next to Kyle. And there are puns in the show.
Oh, God.
Oh,
not a
God
lot.
Damn it.
Like, he kept himself down to two. But every time there was a pun, I just looked at Kyle, and Kyle looked at me, and he had this shit-eating grin on his face. And I'm like, I swear to God, I'm going to fucking stab you, Kyle.
Oh, delightful.
And then the other Fearless affiliated show is The Well. Which was written by Chip Lineburner, who's not Fearless specific, but he does a lot with
definitely
us
a friend of the show, though.
Definitely that. Directed by Matt Alex.
May have heard of him.
Yeah. has Dan Patton, Lana Rosario, Shea Roberts, and some guy named Nathan, whose last name I can't remember.
These are all delightful people.
Yeah. And the show itself was fantastic. I enjoyed it. It wasn't like the super psychological. There was some monstery stuff and some psych stuff and some other things. And it was good and well done. And in it, I found out that Matt does something that he did really, really well. And I'm pissed now because I have to respect him too.
Uh-oh.
And I don't want to talk about it. Right now, because I don't want to ruin it for anybody. Like, it is kind of a thing that would be a bit spoilery, but he did a really good job with that, and I'm super pissed. Because now I have to respect him.
That is gross.
It makes me angry.
That is super disgusting.
Seriously angry. It might be the tequila, but I'm pretty sure it's the fact that I have to respect him. And those are all of the Fearless adjacent shows. With all the Fearless members involved. Yep.
All right.
I saw a bunch of other stuff, but
I should mention, just because people of the show probably like Matt for some reason, The Well, two more shows, Thursday, tomorrow, the 10th at 7 p.m., and Sunday the 13th at 5:30
p.m. Yeah, get your fucking tickets.
Go see those.
Go see them.
I'm sure go say hi to Matt and say hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I had wanted to see Itch. And I had planned on going to see it with Matt.
Right.
Speak of the devil. And
no, Tim plays the devil.
And the devil appears. The I usually behind you in traffic, and
keep going.
It turned out to be exactly at the same time as the show that Matt was in. So our plan that I was going to go see his show, I caught Tim Uren's performance of Rats in the Walls, which is,
and I missed that one.
Fucking,
I'll tell you later why I missed that one.
He's a force of nature, that guy.
Yeah, he is.
Especially in that show. An hour of monologue, and he is raving mad. It's incredible. So saw that, and then How to Kill a Minnesotan, and then found out that we couldn't catch Itch because it was already fucking done. So we watched Snow Country the airplane.
Oh, yeah. Delightful.
And the ability to share that experience with him and have that in common and to reference it occasionally is so vitally important. Bring your friends. Go see it with people. Obviously, these shows are from last year, but see shows this year. Bring friends. Go watch these things because you may not get another chance.
Right. Okay. Are we done with Fringe? Do we need a break?
I think we should take a break.
Okay.
And then give people a little bit of time to not think about Fringe for a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
I need to be able to see the word.
And we're back.
Oh, God damn it. I am Salsa. Are you serious?
I'm James.
Yep.
I'm Jenna.
And we're going to do something that some of you may be familiar with.
The outro?
What?
The outro?
The ocho.
Did you guys see that? Oh, my God,
yes. Did you see the ocho today?
What?
Okay, so have you ever seen Dodgeball, the movie?
Yes.
Okay, they had the fictitious ESPN 8, the ocho. ESPN Today took one of their channels and turned it into the ocho for one day.
Yep.
And they played, they just showed all of the weird sports that never
actually. Oh my God.
And they had the championship of bags, which is COBS. Cobs, because it is the cornhole championship.
Yep, the all cornhole league.
Don't get me wrong, these guys were fucking amazing cornholers.
Oh my God, yeah.
They were just sinking them left and right. It was amazing. And then there was the women's 2017 Ultimate Frisbee Championship.
Yeah.
They had like billiard trick shot. They had
arm wrestling.
There were esports. Nice. There was the Street Fighter V tournament.
Yes. Oh, it was incredible.
Holy shit.
What?
It was the huge goddamn championship of Street Fighter V.
The Evo World Finals for 2017.
Yeah.
So it was people from Japan, people from Korea, people from the United States.
And we got to watch esports at work today.
That was fucking fantastic. And like discuss them as if they were relevant to the people who only watch baseball there.
So it was a lot of fun watching the ocho. But anyway, that is not what we're doing. Yes. We're not doing the ocho. We are doing the outro. And everybody knows what that means.
We talk about TrueStone?
We talk about TrueStone.
Yay! Guess how I've been getting through Fringe.
With TrueStone?
Yes.
I win! Woo!
What do you win?
TrueStone!
Woo!
Yay!
TrueStone is amazing. Jenna, tell us
about it. Oh my God. So I have been making TrueStone for myself before I go out. And when I wake up in the morning, because the Fringe Festival, you don't just stop with your final show. The last show of the day is at like 10 p.m. So that gets out at like 11 p.m. But then you have to go to Fringe Central and or the Republic, which is also like the alt Fringe Central, and hang out and hobnob and stuff like that. So a lot of these nights, I haven't been getting back until 1:30 in the morning, and then I have to work the next day. So I have found out my super fancy coffee bar of doom has a timer on it. Oh, yes. Yeah. So I can set it to make coffee for me, so I have TrueStone ready to go in the morning.
Set it and remember it.
Yeah, that's not how that... Anyway.
You don't want to forget it. Then it'll get cold.
Well, no, I suppose that's accurate. Anyway, TrueStone has been fueling my Fringe experience this year. It's the only reason why I'm getting work done. It's amazing. And then I have some more right before I go out so that I can keep going.
Yes.
And yeah, I highly recommend True Stone to get you through your Fringe experience. It's seriously. Salsa, what are you doing?
Something distracting.
All right.
Oh. True Stone is
Salsa's drinking.
That's not only. Okay. I mean, I'm sure everybody loves coffee. Most people love coffee. People that I know who don't like coffee love True Stone coffee.
It's true.
Because their coffee is not just coffee. It's fucking incredible coffee, and you can have it delivered directly to your door with your name on the bag.
My name on the bag, you say?
Yes.
Oh, that makes me feel like a rock star.
Yeah, so your roommates will feel extra shitty when they steal it, but they will steal it because it's delicious.
Yes. That reminds me, also, I have to get a bunch of cold press for Fest this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way I'm getting through that shit.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Fest. Oh, it's coming up. Couple weeks.
I've got my schedule for Fest, and it's going to be a tough one.
Aw, poor thing. Anyway.
He's going to be famous for sword swallowing and distance running.
Salsa. Yes. How can people get True Stone? You're not Salsa.
I was agreeing with you.
James. How can people get True Stone?
Yes, Salsa. How can they?
Well, you can go to truestonecoffee.com. You can order all sorts of different coffees. You can get your different... You can choose what kind of bean you're looking for. You can choose if you want light roast or dark roast. You can choose a cold press. That's highly recommended. You can get merchandise like tulip glasses or t-shirts. Those all look amazing.
Rad t-shirts.
To keep your body warm. And then there's also t-shirts. And then you can use the promo code Apropos.
Apropos! Yes!
God damn it. I don't like you anymore, James.
James is my new favorite.
Use the promo code and get 10% off your order, because what's better than coffee? Slightly less expensive coffee.
And then you can get more coffee.
And it's not that expensive to start out with. No. It's so good. And then you get it delivered right to your door, and then you can wake up in the morning and go, I've got coffee.
Yeah.
So that's that. But
Yay, True Stone.
You know what else you can do? You can pour yourself a nice cup of coffee and listen to this Fast Five. Today's Fast Five comes to us from Stefan Moeller.
Ooh, I like Stefan.
And this
one
says Fast Five Questions with James.
Oh.
I know, right?
Oh my God. So I want them all to be James or Matt.
So for those of you who are not familiar with how Fast Five works, this is quite simple. We are given two emails. The first has only five answers.
Yes.
I mean,
each answer
five
is
five options for answers.
Five questions.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that. I still haven't worked out my spiel. So five choices. We'll go with that.
Oh, I like that. Yes. Five
choices to make.
Yes.
Each choice has two options. We do not know what the context is. We only know what those two choices are, and we have to choose. And then we open the second email and find out what the context was and what we were choosing, which is going to be perfect considering what the first question is.
James
number
Matt.
One.
James and Matt.
Sophie's Choice or Catch 22?
Oh.
Catch 22.
I say Sophie's Choice.
I gotta go
often.
With Sophie's Choice.
Catch 22 is an amazingly funny and dark novel.
You know it is, but I say Sophie's Choice more often.
Right. Oh. I
say Catch 22.
Okay.
All right. Well, we've all chosen then.
Yep.
We have made our decision.
How do I make this decision though?
Oh God damn is it!
Question number two. Leather or chainmail?
Leather or chainmail?
Man, that's Sophie's choice.
bikini?
That's where my mind went.
Armor. My mind went armor first, but then it went bikini.
Yeah. I'm gonna say leather.
I gotta go with leather, I think, yeah.
I'll say leather.
I like the concept of chainmail, but the practice is...
chafing.
Yeah, and like either it's too hot or too cold, plus I love the smell of leather.
Leather smell does.
Oh, it is. Yes. Yeah.
Plus a chainmail mug would just be really shitty. Good.
Oh, but you
just
because
you said that, I am making one.
You could get a chainmail cozy.
Well,
around
sure,
the leather
you
mug.
Can. I know people who have that, but
it's
still a leather mug.
No, no, no.
I am making that now. That is fucking happening. Oh,
shit.
Question number three.
Just a trail of soup wherever you go.
No, somehow make it a rigid form and then epoxy the shit out of it. Or resin or whatever.
I guess I would accept that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Question number three. Twilight Zone or Tales from the Crypt?
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
All day.
Easy for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to know the context for this so bad.
Right.
Because I actually saw more Tales from the Crypt before I saw Twilight.
I've seen a little bit. I've read a little of the Tales from the Crypt.
Sure. But
I always mostly thought Twilight Zone was a lot more subtle.
Twilight Zone was also a lot more socially conscious. A lot of their stuff was moral tales.
Honestly, I feel like Twilight Zone universes feel fuller.
Yes, exactly. I feel like the writing was much better in a Twilight Zone episode.
Although I did like the Les Bull for Tales from the Crypt. It had much more of a story kind of feel to it as opposed to a full universe kind of feel. That's
true. Outer Limits.
I'm going to go Tales from the Crypt just to be contrary.
Okay.
Fair.
Question number four. God damn it. Or, huh.
Okay, so that's James or Matt, whose catchphrase of slight discomfort or disappointment.
Oh, goddamn, Sophie's choice.
I have already said God damn it at least once this episode, so my choice is clear.
This is a real catch-22.
Yeah, I gotta go with...
Fucking damn it.
Steven, you're my favorite.
No, that was you that was my choice.
You should see the looks on his face right now.
That was my choice.
God damn it!
You're a bad person, and I hope bad things happen to you.
I'm gonna say God damn it.
Okay.
I feel like I just say that one more in general.
Yeah. Whenever we start telling puns, God damn it.
Yeah. Question number five. Engineer or editor? I gotta go with engineer, because engineer makes booze.
Right, yeah. That's pretty much
it. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Well, I did one, and now I'm doing the other.
You're doing the engineer?
I mean, ran a train on that engineer.
Oh, my. Doesn't the engineer... Never mind.
In the coal car?
I don't know.
Okay,
whoa,
all right.
Whoa. You didn't go with Caboose. All right.
Yep.
All right.
So, okay. Yep. All right.
Pick one.
I'm going to say editor.
Okay. Now we have opened the second email.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the questions are, question number one, remember Sophie's Choice or Catch 22?
Yes.
Mm.
Oh, James was the closest on this one.
Ooh.
Which movie was more faithful to the source
Fuck.
Wow.
Oh.
I have not seen the Catch 22 movie.
I have not either.
Nor have I read Sophie's Choice. I've only read Catch 22 and seen Sophie's Choice.
And I've only seen parts of Sophie's Choice, so I'm not even helpful on that end.
James,
this is on you.
Help us out.
I've seen neither.
What?
God damn it.
Yep.
Fuck.
This was so good, and then we all fucked it up.
God damn which it. One? Let's say which one.
We love you so much, Stephanie.
Senpai noticed us.
Well, that have. I guess I'm going to stick with Sophie's Choice then. Just because I don't know anybody.
I think I would much rather watch the Catch-22 movie.
Well, I will go with that. I would much rather watch the Catch-22 movie.
Yep.
Question number two. Totally nailed it. Which makes leather or chainmail, which makes for more exciting lingerie?
Yeah. I'm gonna
leather.
Leather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
leather, because there's you can still do the bikini thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can still do the armor thing. Super hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
But you can also do like corsety bits and yep. cat suits and mm-hmm. yeah. a chainmail cat suit would just be awful.
Oh yeah. God.
So plus you can put a zipper in leather.
Yep.
So
no, I feel like leather yeah. is the more versatile mm-hmm. one for, yeah. definitely. For lingerie. Plus when you're grinding against it, it is
you could it could get what you
if
could
you have
do.
Hair. It's gonna get.
It's gonna caught. Get.
I mean, you can get like little drapey chain things, or maybe like chainmail type chain
like that's
things to go with hot. The leather.
Accents, yeah,
but, like
yeah.
that would be fine.
Right,
but yeah, I'm not wearing chainmail lingerie ever.
No, I feel like that's the
just, no.
And
no.
I mean, most of that chainmail lingerie has an undercoat of some sort. On
right,
it, often leather. So
yeah,
all right. I think we've all chosen leather.
Nailed
on that
it.
One.
Yep.
Okay, question number three. Twilight Zone or Tales from the Crypt? Which series had better ironic endings?
Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone.
100%. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's famous for it. Like, yeah. people remember the horror and the Crypt Keeper's laugh, but they remember the irony
yep.
of the Twilight oh. Zone.
Maybe I misread this next one.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I guess it wasn't supposed to be, huh? It was supposed to be... Just H-H-H-H-H-H-H.
Oh.
Is that a thing that you do?
That is a thing that I do.
What, how do you do it?
Wait,
how do you do it?
Like.
Oh, that.
Oh,
okay.
So it's just like an elongated sigh. Yeah.
Okay. So I guess.
I've been told that it's like I'm trying to fog up the glass oh. or
okay.
make little steam clouds in the okay. middle of winter.
So I do apologize, Stefan.
I don't know how it's supposed
having,
to sound.
Having read the context now, I have yeah. made this correction, and I'm going to change the goddamn it.
Personal. Yeah.
I'm staying with goddammit.
Okay. Because which James catchphrase conveys his emotions better?
God fucking damn it. All right.
Yeah, no, I'm going to stay yep. with it.
Yeah.
Engineer or editor, what is the next new thing for AON?
Ooh.
Mm. Mm. Probably not editor.
No.
No.
And I'm...
We are in the market for a new...
new engineer?
For new engineer.
Yeah.
That's
somebody
true.
Make us drinks and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who wants to come over every week and just make us drinks? Because,
I mean, well, no, you nobody's going to answer right now,
wait, hold
salsa.
On, hold on, hold on, hold on.
No, it's, I'm waiting for the phone to ring.
They
quiet.
Get to, they, oh.
I can hear no. the hum of your lights.
Stefan, thank you so very
yeah.
much.
Those yeah.
were, those were excellent.
Thank you, Senpai.
If you would like to write us a Fast Five, send two emails, one containing the choices and the other one containing both a reminder of what the choices were and the question that is being asked mm-hmm. to which those choices are the answer. Send both of those emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. We do have four left, but they're all from the same person. So
we also, yeah.
You should get yours
now is,
in there.
Now is your chance. We do start. Give preference to people who have not written in.
Yep. Which at this point is everyone.
Except for one person.
Except for two people.
Now.
Well, yeah.
Three, because my mother-in-law
all right.
Gave us the hard copy.
Yeah, but hard copy is supersede all.
Mansplaining in stereo.
Hard. Yep, hard copy does supersede all.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
But anyway, send those. If we didn't get around to reading those from 3 years ago, send them again. Because we discarded those ones. Because so much work. Other than
smacked
that,
of effort.
Go see all of those fringe shows that we talked
yeah.
about already.
Write reviews.
Write, yes, absolutely. Good point. Write reviews.
And be
yeah.
legitimate
do
about
it.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want your fluff. Well,
we also, like...
I mean, I'll take your fluff.
Be fair, like,
but
Tim's a hack, but sometimes he stumbles across something he can do well.
Because, yes, the fringe is halfway through and a lot of that hype has already been built, but the encore shows have not been chosen yet, and that is based on people building more hype
yeah.
and going to shows and writing reviews. So,
so if you enjoy a show,
yep.
fucking let people know.
Yep.
Yeah.
And say thank you to the performers, too, because
yeah.
they put in a lot of hard work for this. Anything else we need to
And the
we...
production staff. They put in
I
a lot
mean,
of hard work.
I mean, everybody involved in... Did
yeah.
I just say actors?
You just said performers.
Yeah. Okay, I apologize. I meant everybody involved in the show, and
okay.
No, thank you for correcting me.
You're welcome.
I did misspeak there. Anything else? Anyone?
I love you.
Yep, that's all I got.
James loves you.
Mm-hmm.
In a Kelvin Hatley way.
Oh, God.
I don't know what a Kelvin Hatley way is. Is
it's,
it?
It's it, this is too hard for him.
God damn it. We are one more week out of ideas and things to say, so yeah, we're going right. to get out of your ear holes now. Thank you so very much for listening to the show.
Thank you.
And eat the fucking cake. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. Making the noise in the microphone.
Making a little more noise into the microphone.
I'm going to make some noise into the microphone, but it's going to fuck with all of your levels anyway, so...
Yay! Eh.